Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
WMAL is Jim Garrity. He's with the National Review. And Jim, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you this morning, sir?
Vince, Mary, thank you for having me. But let's face it, what's good about this morning?
Well, you know, I was trying
you're
to...
here.
Yeah, you're here. And you know what's good about you being here is you're going
to
explain...
And let me tell you, it's not dark enough. I don't know about you, the clouds seem gloomier today. The wind seems a little more bitter and chilly, and dark days are ahead for Virginia, I'm afraid. This was the last night. If you're right of center, last night was a really, really lousy election night for Republicans in Virginia.
Yeah, and one of the good things about you being here is you're going to tell us why that is, what happened. You're going to explain it all to us and make us feel better.
Sort it out.
Well, okay. Let me get that second cup of coffee, listeners, or booze at this early hour. It's not too early for that.
Never.
So you're going to hear an enormous amount of debate in the coming weeks about, you know, was last night's shellacking of Republicans in Virginia? And also, let's not point out, Republicans did not make the New Jersey governor's race competitive. They had further losses in the state legislature up there. And Bill de Blasio, the infamous groundhog-killing mayor of New York City, did not face a serious challenger up there. So Republicans were really 0 for 2017, at least on Election Day this year. The Republican brand is really in trouble. Now, some of this you can put at the feet of Ed Gillespie. You can probably argue that he is neither fish nor fowl. He is too establishment to really get the rural Trump voters all that fired up, but he also probably ran too much of a Trumpian message on Confederate statues and immigration and gang and you know, felon voting rights to do it in the suburbs. And Republicans just got demolished in the suburbs last night, not just in places like Fairfax County, where I live, where I could kind of tell with the old yard sign measuring stick that this was not a particularly great year for Republicans. But, you know, places like Loudoun County, Prince William County, places where Republicans were doing pretty well not that long ago, saw a really dramatic shift. And I think this is, I'm writing in a piece to go up on National Review later today, if this had been a routine bad night for Republicans, statewide ticket loses, they lose a couple of state legislative seats, you could say, okay, this is Gillespie. He's not charismatic enough. He didn't get people fired up. Tough political environment. About what you expect. When the Republican Party gets demolished top to bottom, then I think it has more to do with the guy whose name is above the fold and in the headlines every single day.
I wonder what you attribute the difference, and it may just be the advertising, but why does Jill Vogel outperform Ed Gillespie yesterday? Jill Vogel, she got more votes. She did about 50,000 votes better, and all of those votes on the top of the ticket race went instead to Ralph Northam. What was that about, considering Jill Vogel was more openly pro-Trump?
Sure. I'd love to see a more... I'd love to meet the Northam Vogel voters.
Yeah.
So what was about that? I'd love to give you just a gut reaction, and I don't have the data to back this up yet. But a lot of us probably saw Ed Gillespie's campaign ads. They're all over television, and a lot of them feature, you know, the largest child porn collection in history, featuring this felon who was going to get his voting rights restored because of the policies that Northam supported. And I don't know about you. You hear the word child porn. Your listeners, I hope they're not turning off their radios as they hear this, right? This is ugly, horrible stuff. And even if Gillespie's right on this, it's like, why are you telling me this? Just stop. My kids are in the room. Turn off the TV. Don't let them see that. That some advertising is just so hot, just so... unpleasant to deal with that I think some people just kind of recoil from that. And I didn't see a single ad for Jill Vogel. You just didn't see, down to, so a little bit of advertising from John Adams, the Republican candidate for Attorney General. But by and large, there was almost no ads in the lieutenant governor's race. And so my suspicion is that people who might have had this visceral reaction to Gillespie after that really kind of hard-edged television advertising didn't have that response when they saw Jill Vogel's name.
Well, this may, if that analysis holds up, it may be due in part to the fact that the Latino Victory Fund ad did not receive the wide broadcasting that it was intended to, because it was clipped short eventually, given events in New York City, the terrorist attack there. But that ad, I think, it was a difference in degree. It was way over the line compared to anything that Ed Gillespie ran. Yet now the Latino Victory Fund this morning saying that template worked for us. We intend to use it in other races.
Yeah, and there's a part of it's entirely possible they dodged a bullet on that one. That if everyone had seen that people would have recoiled from that and said, "Come on, you know, Republicans do not want to chase down minority children in pickup trucks." When Chuck Todd gets offended, you've really gone pretty far for a group like that. You look at Gillespie's campaign. I'm putting to you, though, this is why you listen to your station, because we'll get to hear about my piece before it actually goes up online. Gillespie actually had Republicans more unified than Trump did last year. I realize there's some differences between presidential year turnout and a gubernatorial year turnout. He did about the same among independents. The single biggest difference when you look at the exit polls is this electorate was a lot more Democratic than the one last year. It was about a 7-point split in favor of the Democrats in 2016, and it was an 11-point split in favor of the Democrats last year. When oodles and oodles of Democrats show up, Republicans are going to lose, no matter what they do.
Yeah, hard to beat it. Hard to beat it when everyone shows up to support the Democrat. Thank you, Jim Garrity. As always, we'll talk to you soon about this.
All right, thanks, bud.
Nice to have you. 823.